say, this book of the law shall not depart out thy mouth, right? And it's a reason why he's saying this, right? But then he says, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, because he wants you to meditate in the book day and night, so you get it. Because the more you meditate in it, you study, you seeking, you finding, you understanding things, you get knowledge, you getting wisdom and things. All these things build because he's saying meditate. So let's look up meditate. Let's look up meditate and see what our Father saying, like, because I'll be telling y'all he speaks through us in so many ways in one word, to we have to get it. So meditate is arbitrate. So arbitrate is, let's see. Let's see. Is it gonna work? Oh man. Satan trying to stop us, y'all, but he can't stop us. Okay. Thank you, Father. So arbitrate is of an independent person or body, reach and authoritative judgment or settlement. You hear that? It says of an independent person or body. So you yourself, right? You have to reach an authoritative judgment or settlement. So you have to think about this. You have to, when you meditate, no, you have to really think deep about what you're reading. You know what I'm saying? Because you yourself have to make a judgment. That's what our Father telling us. It said, of an independent person or body, right, reach an authoritative judgment or settlement. So you yourself have to make a judgment on what you have read. And you have to make a settlement on what you have read. And you have to do it with authority. So that means you have to actually understand what you have read. If you read and you have not understood what you have read, you have to meditate on this. You know what I'm saying? To get an authoritative judgment or settlement. So you have to make a decision in your mind to meditate on this so you can make an authoritative judgment or settlement, right? Man, what this word is, consolate. Act as a mediator. So you're supposed to be a mediator. You're supposed to act as a mediator. What is a mediator? Let's go look up what a mediator is, because we becoming gods. Didn't our Father say that we are gods, and he's the one that make us gods, right? So a mediator is a person who attempts to make people involved in a conflict come to an agreement, go between. Don't that sound like you judging, like you've been a judge? So a mediator is an arbiter, negotiator, a conciliator. You go between. You're the middleman. You're the intermediary. You're the mediator. You're the intercessor. You're the broker. You're the honest broker. You're a licensed officer. You're a peacemaker. You're an umpire. You're a referee. Adjudicator. And a judge. Yep, so you're a judge. Man. Ain't that something? So then you go to moderate. In academic and ecclesiastical context, you hear that? Ecclesiastical context, preside over a deliberative body or at a debate. Look at that. In academic ecclesiastical context. Oh man, an umpire, act as an umpire. And when you look at sports, you see where the umpire act like, you see where the referee act like. And they say act as a peacemaker. So you're supposed to be the one setting peace upon the earth. Ain't that something? Then he said, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. So that's how you meditate, right? That's how you're supposed to meditate. When you meditate on the word, you're supposed to make that judgment. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to have that authoritative judgment, and you're supposed to make a settlement in your mind. And then when you go out, You're supposed to be the one that had to be the peacemaker. You're supposed to be the referee, the umpire, the judge. You see what I'm saying? Because the word of God, this book of the law, is the truth. You see what I'm saying? So when you're going out to judge, right, the book is going to teach you how to judge. The book is going to teach you how to have authority, and it's going to teach you how to make settlements. You know what I'm saying? How to be the peacemaker in every situation. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to judge truthfully. You got to judge righteously. You got to judge honestly. You know what I'm saying? You got to be the mediator over the situation. You see what I'm saying? So this is why he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, because you must first do this. You must first meditate therein day and night to understand that. Then it says that thou mayest observe to do. See? So now he's saying, once you meditate in this book day and night, then you must observe to do this. Observe to do this, right? So let's go to observe. Look at this. We must act upon this. We must act. We must not just know this. We must act on this, right? So first off, observe is to take notice, right? So we must take notice of this. We must see this. We must note this. Write this down. Perceive. Perceive is become aware of something by the use of one of the senses, especially that of sight, right? Become aware of something by the use of one of the senses, especially that of sight. To perceive, discern. Oh man, distinguish someone or something with difficulty by sight or with the other senses. You must discern this. Distinguish someone or something with difficulty by sight or with the other senses. Remark. Say something as a comment. Mention. You must speak on this. There you go. Now he's saying, once you observe this, you must speak on this. To do, right? Spot, see, notice, or recognize someone or something that is difficult to detect or that one is searching for. So you must have a eye for the ones that are searching for the comforter in this oppression, right? We must have an eye. That's why God told us this month that we must pay close attention. Right? That's what he told Apostle Rasa Solomon, my mother in the Lord. He told her that we must pay close attention. So I say, see, notice, or recognize someone or something that is difficult to detect or that one is searching for. We know that people are searching for God, but we must be the ones to spot them out. Right? Because we the ones that have to help save souls for the kingdom. Where we at? Detect. Discern something intangible or barely perceptible. So we must be able to discern what people don't understand, right? So we must be some healers. We must be some healers. So we some judges, we some healers. We gotta have some eyes to see. We must be able to spot these people out here that need God. You see what I'm saying? Discover. Oh, see? Find something or someone unexpectedly or in the course of a search. We must discover them. Mention. Refer to something briefly and without going into detail. Refer to something briefly and without going in. So first off, we children of God, we love to talk to people about God, right? But the thing is, sometimes we go too deep into details to where it could be too much for people that they can't even bear, that they don't want to hear, and they don't want to, you know what I'm saying, take notice into what you're talking about because it's too much for them. So they feel like we may be a burden on them. So it says to mention. You know what I'm saying? So we must just mention the Father name. And tell them that, God is the one that can comfort them because, as we can see, they need comfort. So we're learning right now what we need to be doing right now in this time of oppression and this time of the economy, you know what I'm saying, in the bad situation, right? So I say refer to something briefly and without going into detail. So we must just mention, you know what I'm saying, God, mention his name. Father Yahweh loves you. Yeshua Jesus loves you. Mother Ruach HaKodesh loves you. You know what I'm saying? We must just mention this to these people. So we're learning right now how to actually speak to people in times like this. Because if you give people too much in a time like this, you don't know how they may react. So you want to mention something to them to where they could just, let them give you the energy that they want more. Let them show you they want God. Let them show you this, because they say we must spot them. You know what I'm saying? We must discover them, right? We must discern to them, right? Those ones that want this. Everybody don't want it. Everybody not ready. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? They in their own imaginations, right? As we know, right? So we must declare, say something in a solemn and emphatic manner. Say something in a solemn and emphatic manner. Declare something. Announce. Make a public and typically formal declaration about a fact, occurrence, or intention. You hear that? Make a public and typically formal de declaration about a fact, occurrence, or intention. So we can make a whole announcement about this or what's going on. And also, when you're speaking to them, as we learn in Ecclesiastes, you could point right to Ecclesiastes and say, hey, right here in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, it says this, and this, and this, and this. You know what I'm saying? And it shows them that they are the ones that are needing a comfort, and they know they need a comfort. And they will see that the comfort is God, because it's in the Bible, right? So you point them right back to where you got the information from, and let them see for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Because the people of the world, they have to see to believe. You see, us, we don't have to see to believe. We already believe because we know already. We have faith. We already know. Right? Walk by faith and not by sight. We know the difference. They don't know. So you must always point them back to who? The one that gave you what you got. God, Father Yahweh, right? Man, this is something. And then it says state. Express something definitely or clearly in speech or writing. See? Express something definitely or clearly in speech or writing. See? So whether you write it or whether you speak it, you must make it very clear and simple to them so they get it and they understand it. You see what I'm saying? So that's why when it said mention, you know what I'm saying? It said refer to something briefly and without going into detail, because you don't want to make it too much for them, because they would not understand. Because as we learned about vexation and vanity, was going to be in their spirit, and that they was going to go through physical and uneasiness in the mind. And they mental, you can't come to them with all this heavy load, because then it's gonna be a burden. So you gotta come to them light. Like Yeshua say, my what do you say? My burdens are light. What do you say? I think you say my burdens are light, right? So we must move according to that, right? We must move according to that. Distinguish, manage or discern something barely perceptible. Make out, manage with some difficulty to see or hear someone or something. Manage with some difficulty to see or hear someone or something. So it says manage with some difficulty to see or hear someone or something. So we must hear them out, right? Because they're going to speak, and that's how we're going to know what answers they need, and we can just give it to them. Let them speak, and then we give it to them. Right, say it's be catch sight of, discree catch sight of, and behold, see or observe a thing or person, especially a remarkable or impressive one. So we would know. See or observe a thing. So when, like I said, so when you go up, so when whoever you spot out, and God put it in you to go up to them, right? You see them, you and as you talking to them, like I said, let them talk first. Well, you speak to them, introduce yourself, whatever, and then you observe them. So as you speak it to them with little detail about God, Father Yahweh, you will have to observe them to see if that's what they want. You see what I'm saying? You have to observe that to see if that's what they want. It says a thing or see or observe a thing or person, especially a remarkable or impressive one. Man, you see how powerful it is when you look up words, right? So we learning. We still in Joshua 1. The book of the law shall not depart out thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, right? That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. So that means we must do the whole book, do everything in the book, right? For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So in doing everything that we just studied in Joshua, chapter 8, our father say, then we shall prosperous, and then we shall have good success. Man, by doing what he asked of us to do. And then he says, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. Just to finish it off, you hear that? For the Lord thy God Yahweh is with thee wherever thou goest. You hear that? You hear that? He said, be thou dismayed. Let's look up dismayed real fast before we go back to Ecclesiastes. Dismay is a pale. So greatly dismayed or horrified. So don't be horrified. Then we got horrified, then they got shocked. So don't be shocked. Call someone to feel surprised and upset. Don't feel that way. Shake, upset, and composure of confidence or confidence of shock of are astonished. Don't be that way. Shake up, mix ingredients by shaking. You don't want to be shake up. Disconcert, disturb, or composure are of unsettled. Don't be unsettled. Take aback, shock, or surprise someone. Don't do that. You don't want to be doing none of that because God say don't do that. Don't be upset. Don't be distressed. Don't be saddened. Don't be disheartened. Don't be dispirited. Don't be rattled. Don't be fazed. Don't be knocked sideways. Don't be thrown off balance because he won't. We supposed to be the ones showing them that we have the comfort, so we can't be the ones unsettled, uneasy, and all these things. We supposed to show them that we have the comforter with us. So our father telling us, don't be dismayed. Do not be dismayed because just know that. What did he say? He says, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God Yahweh is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Man, ain't that something, y'all? So let's go back to Ecclesiastes 4. So this is the works that this is you want to work for God, you want to live for God, you want to act upon the words that's spoken to you by God, you want to serve God. You want to do all these things. You want to be blessed by God. He's telling us right now in this time, this is what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be doing His works in the time when people are oppressed and going through economic distress and going through not having food, losing jobs, all these things. This is the works of our Father that we're supposed to be doing. He just taught us. You know what I'm saying? He just taught us. This is amazing. This is amazing. Then I returned and saw vanity under the sun, right? So, matter of fact, no. Again, I consider all travail and every right work, that for this is a man is envy of his neighbor. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. The fool folded his hands together and eated his own flesh. The fool folded his hands together and eated his own flesh. What that mean when somebody fold their hands together? Somebody fold their hands together and eat his own flesh. He considered a fool. Meaning he does nothing at all. Nothing at all he does. Right? Because his spirit is vanity and vexation. Better is a hand full with quietness, and both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. Look at that. Better is a hand full with quietness than both the hands full of travail and vexation of spirit. So your hands better full doing something. It's better off doing something than nothing at all. Because if you got travail and vexation in your spirit, it's saying the fool folded his hands together and eat his own flesh. You're killing your own self. You see what I'm saying? By doing nothing at all, right? but better is a handful with quietness. Then I returned and saw vanity under the sun. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yet he hath neither child nor brother. Yet is there no end of all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither said he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? So what is bereave? Bereave. Let's see. Let's see what that means. Bereave means deprived. Deprived means deny a person or place, the possession or use of something. So this person cannot be denied the possession or use of something. Disposes. Deprive someone of land, property, or other possessions. So this person cannot be deprived of land, property, or other possessions. Rob. This person cannot be robbed. To take property unlawfully from a person or place by force or threat of force. Divest. This person cannot be divest. Deprive someone of power, rights, or possessions. Strip. This person cannot be stripped. Remove all coverings from. Orphan. Make a person or animal an orphan. Widow. Become a widow or widower. Lose one's spouse through death. Grieving. This person cannot grieve. Suffer grief. Would you look at this? So they say, then I returned and saw vanity under the sun. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Nobody with him, right? Yeah, he. So this a whole flip now. It say, yeah, he have neither child nor brother, yet is there no end of all his labor. He working. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches. He's not bothered by riches. He's still working, though. Neither said he, for whom do I labor? He don't work for nobody. And bereave my soul of good. So as we learn, he's not deprived. He's not disposed. He's not robbed. He's not divest. He's not stripped. He's not orphaned. He's not widowed. And he's not grieving. Right? And then it says, this is also vanity. Yeah, it is a sore travail. Two are better than one. This is also vanity. Yeah, it is a sore travail. A whole nother thing. You hear that? So he's just working, and he's unbothered by anything going on. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yet he have neither child nor brother, yet is there no end of all his labor. Neither is his eyes satisfied with riches. Neither said he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity, yet it is sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. So that lets you know that up at the top, when we was learning about travail, we was learning about people with pride and selfishness and self-love and I think it was self something else we was learning about. And he was saying that you shouldn't be alone in this type of situation. You shouldn't want to be alone. Two is better than one in this type of situation, because if you down, somebody can pick you up. Just like all we're supposed to be for our Father, if we see people down, we're supposed to be the ones picking them up, because they need a comforter. We have the comforter in us. So we should use what's in us to help them. You know what I'm saying? But when you alone, you're working selfishly. You know what I'm saying? He's still working, but he ain't even concerned about helping nobody. He don't know how to. You know what I'm saying? He don't have a child, he don't have a brother. You know what I'm saying? He's just like, it's just me, myself, and I, and I'm going to just work and do me, right? And he's saying that is sore travail, right? Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he have not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Right? Better is a poor and wise child. Better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king. Better is a poor and a wise child than an old foolish king who will no more be admonished. So what is admonish? Man. So in these times, man, we need someone. We need to be together, working together, coming together, communicating together to help each other out. And also those who we see, we need to be helping them out. You know what I'm saying? This is what our Father telling us, right? So reprimand. Reprimand is rebuke someone, especially officially. Rebuke. Express sharp disapproval or criticism of someone because of their behavior or actions. Scold. Remonstrate with or rebuke someone angrily. Reprove. Reprimand or censor someone. Upbraid. Find fault with someone. Scold. Chastise. Rebuke or reprimand severely. Chide. Scold or rebuke. And censor. Express severe disapproval of someone or something, especially in form of statement. So it says, better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king who would no more be admonished. No more be rebuked. For out of prison he cometh to reign, where is also he that is born, and his kingdom becometh poor. I consider all the living which walk under the sun, with the second child that shall stand up in his stead and his steed. There is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. There is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and vexation of the spirit. Man, y'all. That's a whole lot, But we just learned so much knowledge, so much wisdom, so much understanding, so much hindsight, so much foresight. So now we understand what's going on in hindsight, right? Hold on, y'all. So yeah, we understand what's going on in hindsight, right? Which is the understanding of the nature of events after they have occurred. So in order for something to be a hindsight, it has to already occur. So we see these things already occurred, right? So we see them in hindsight already, right? Now we just learn how to act upon the situations of what's going on in Ecclesiastes. And also, we learn how to go about it in Joshua 1:8. So, in Joshua 1:8, we learn how to go about it step by step. How our Father told us to go about it, right? First, by helping ourselves to understand. And then, acting on it. You know what I'm saying? Becoming prosperous and success and having great success, right? So we learned that, right? We learned how to go about that. And then we went into Ecclesiastes some more, and we learned all the type of people that we'll be dealing with. We know what they're dealing with. They don't have to tell us what they're dealing with. You see what I'm saying? Because we already learned and studied and showed ourselves approved of what they're dealing with. You see what I'm saying? So it's no point of asking someone, what's the matter? We know what's the matter. You see what I'm saying? It's all about, are they willing to open up to us after we show them who we serve? You see what I'm saying? So after we tell them that we with Father Yahweh, you know what I'm saying, and he loves them, you know what I'm saying, and Yeshua, Jesus loves them, and Mother Rock HaKadosh loves them, you know what I'm saying, then we can let them know like they are our comforters. You know what I'm saying? They the one that comfort us in this time. This is how we stand in scrum. You know what I'm saying? And I was sent to you, you know what I'm saying? So that I can give you the same comfort that I got. Right? And then if they willing to open up to you by you mentioning and announcing, you know what I'm saying, your father, our father, and mentioning, you know, you're coming to them, and if they open up, you know what I'm saying, as you have briefly gave them, you know, something small in detail, if they're willing to open up to you and let you know that yes, I need your God, then now you can go and heal them, you know what I'm saying, with what you meditated on, what you studied and showed yourself approved on. You see what I'm saying? That's the only way you could speak out of these things, right? And then God will use you to heal them, and God will be with you, like he said in Joshua 1:8, that he will be with you, right? As we go there, what he said? He said, "For the Lord thy God, Yahweh, is with thee wheresoever thou goest." So he's gonna be with you. And he told you to not be dismayed. Don't be scared. Don't be unsettled. Don't be uneasy. Don't be frightened. Don't be shocked. Don't be nervous. None of the things. You know what I'm saying? Because he's utilizing you to do his work. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to become employed by God. You have to become employed. You have to make the conscious decision in your mind that you want to be employed by God. That's why he told us that we have to be the judge, we have to be the mediator, we have to be the referee, we have to be the umpire, we have to be the moderator. We have to be the one to make that decision. You know what I'm saying? That conscious decision to settle that in our mind, what we meditated on, that we want to do his works. And then he's going to put us out in the forefront to do his works. You see what I'm saying? And we must know the words in order to do his work so that he can speak through us to the people who he choose for us to help. You know what I'm saying? But we must let the people choose, let them make the decision that they want us to help them. Because in this time of need, they don't want anything forced on them because they already feel broken. They already feel like someone took it something for them. They already feel down low. They already feel like, oh, if this person come to me with any success, any achievement, I'm gonna down them bad because I got too much pride to make them feel good. I'm gonna envy them. I'm gonna be jealous of them. I'm gonna hate them. I'm gonna be angry with them. So you don't want people to treat you that way, you know? You don't want people to treat you that way. You want people to treat you well. You want people to treat you good. You know what I'm saying? You want to know how to approach them because if somebody feel like something already been taken from them, what they gonna expect from you? You know what I'm saying? So we gotta know how to approach. We gotta know how to act. We gotta know how to talk. We gotta know how to speak. We gotta know all these things because we're supposed to be the healer of someone else because we have the Comforter, which is Father God Yahweh, with us, you know. So if we're trying to get them the Comforter that's with us, we must know how to comfort them when we approach them, right? You don't want to run nobody away. You don't want to scare nobody away. You don't want to overwhelm them. I'd be a burden to them. Any of those things, you know. So I'm glad that Father Yahweh showed me this today and that he allowed me to read this today to y'all. And you know, hopefully, you all take action into this and have great success. You know what I'm saying? Have good success and make that way prosperous, you know, according to all that is written, according to Father Yahweh law. You know what I'm saying? If we do this, if we meditate on this and we do his works, God got us. And he said that he will be with us. And God is not a God that lie. Father Yahweh is not the one that lie, as we know. So, yeah, man. Hope y'all be blessed, man. And, you know, oh yeah, I'm gonna read one more thing to y'all. One more thing, one more thing. We'll go to this Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High should abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I would say of the Lord thy God, Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth should be thy shield and buckler. His truth should be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that waste at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord thy God, Yahweh, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my Yeshua. Amen. So I hope y'all have a blissful day. I hope that gave y'all some encouragement, inspiration, motivation to go do the works of God, man. Go do the works of our Father and stand up for the kingdom, man. Work for the kingdom. Work for God. Live for God. Do for God so that he can give you great success and allow you to prosper. When you do what he asks of you to do, you're going to help the people who can't help themselves. You know what I'm saying? Because we all was in the situation to where we couldn't help ourselves. You know what I'm saying? But someone came to us and put that comforter, which is God, Father, Yahweh, on us, and we was healed, and we felt good, and we know how it feels, and we never went back. That's why we're here, and that's why we need to do what the Father asked of us to do, what the person who came to you did to help you. We must do for others, and those same people who souls you're going to save, they're going to do for others, because they're all going to read the same Bible, the same word, and be under the same God, and they will deliver and help people be healed on times of need, when people really need God, which is always. But, you know, sometimes it takes for people to go through oppression. It takes for people to go through crisis. It takes for people to go through losing houses, losing money, losing cars, losing finances, losing things, you know what I'm saying, to see that it is not them that that makes themselves prosper or have great success, but it is God that does it, you know. So I love y'all, man. Shalom to everybody, and y'all have a blessed day.